This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take a deep breath, because sometimes that's what it takes to get into the mood and the mode, technically, internally. It's Friday, August the 28th, and I'm just taken back because it is the last Friday of August. September, fall, leaves changing color. Then Jennifer's going to get on my you-know-what because I'm talking about moving up. She doesn't have to worry about Victoria. She doesn't have to worry about the cold, the wind, the snow, the future. Well, let's make the future feel good, feel bright. How is everybody doing today? Victoria Keenan is here. Victoria, you're doing well? Hi. Feeling well? Yes?
Happy it's Friday.
Happy! Why? You not wishing your life away because it's the end of the week. You don't enjoy our company. Wouldn't it be great? I was thinking about making this a seven-day-a-week program so we can do this every morning. What about it, ladies?
Yeah. Why don't you make it middays, and then we could talk about it.
There you go.
Well, there have been people who suggested that.
I second that motion.
I do a midday program. Well, there are a lot of people who use the program in the middle of the day. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to do it there. All right, so Jennifer's got her toga on. Victoria's all set and ready to go. The Republican National Committee is making waves. I guess that's the way you could look at it. I heard that there was a move to nominate somebody beside Trump. Is that true?
I have not heard that.
Haven't you?
Maybe you heard something I didn't know. I instead watched the convention, which was kind of the end of the night. It was kind of interesting because the story that maybe touched me the most, and I think I said this earlier in the week, or maybe the stories that touched me the most, are not the ones that happened, but or that were given by people that we see on cable news, although they did a good job. It was the people that maybe we didn't hear from and the Americans that we don't know that shared their story. And certainly, I think, the story of the night. There were a few. Alice Johnson was one talking about criminal justice reform that was really impactful. But there's another woman who, and I'm forgetting her name right now, who had said that she went to school, had a lot of student loan debt, was homeless, but ended up getting into this apprenticeship program that really turned her life around. And so there were some different stories, but the one that really touched me was the wife of David Dorn. Her name is Anne. And if you don't remember David Dorn, he is he was a black police officer, a retired police officer, who went to check out an alarm a few months ago, I think back in June, and he was killed by looters at a pawn shop. She was so incredibly strong and brave and telling her story. It was just, I don't know anybody that could have watched her tell her story and not.
How does it relate to Trump?
Because it was about law and order, obviously. This was about her husband who went and got killed during a riot in St. Louis. And she talked about how her grandson was actually watching this online, was watching the break-in at this particular pawn shop, and apparently didn't even realize he was watching his own grandfather be killed, literally just murdered right at point-blank range in It was a touching moment. She was incredibly strong. Later on, you saw her. She was part of the audience that watched President Trump accept his nomination from the White House. And what I thought was incredible is that there was a family who lost their mother in the same way. And she was comforting them when President Trump was talking about them. So just an incredibly strong woman, a touching story for sure. And something that was doesn't happen a lot. It's happened before, but certainly we haven't seen a president accept his nomination from the Rose Garden. So that was kind of, I think, one of the more unusual things. I actually, just to be critical for a moment, thought that the president spoke too long. He had a 70-minute speech.
Ooh.
And I think that it should have been a little punchier. I think he covered a lot of topics. He talked a lot about his accomplishments, hit Joe Biden, did all the things that you'd expect during a speech like this. But I think it could have been maybe 20 minutes shorter, and I think it would have been more impactful. It was just, it was long. And that, I thought, was the criticism that I would have. It had everything. I think it just could have had it in a punchier fashion and sped up, because I think that's a long speech. That's like a State of the Union speech. Mm-hmm. Apparently, afterwards, Rand Paul was in attendance. He was also, you know, one of the speakers earlier in the week. We talked about Senator Paul speaking, and according to reports, he was attacked by a mob that was that was outside the White House. There were about 100 people leaving the White House following the acceptance speech, and he took to Twitter early this morning saying, "Just got attacked by an angry mob of over 100, one block away from the White House. Thank you to D.C. police for literally saving our lives from a crazed mob." Video apparently of this appeared on social media. They showed a crowd chasing and jeering Paul, who had to be escorted by D.C. police to be returned to his hotel.
Jeering at him for what reason? Because he supports Trump or because
of
other
things? Rand Paul, or both, maybe.
Wow. One of the things, I am not necessarily tuned in to the message or to what went on. I rely on the two of you to bring me up to speed, because it just isn't in my wheelhouse. And one of the people that advises me say, "Well, you shouldn't admit that on the air because people are so excited about this." Everybody, you can be excited about whatever you want to be. You know, I'm talking about people who are listening who may be excited about the Democratic National Committee or the Republican convention or whatever it is. I'm just not interested. I don't care. I don't give a damn about what they all sound the same to me. It's the same drone on and on and on. And the news media is the same.
How do you know if you haven't watched it?
I watched enough of it to get it's the same old stuff. And then afterwards, watching these morons, and that's really these people who want to rip everything apart. He said this, he said that, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. Like they were perfect, and it just is this festival of anger and one-upsmanship. All the talk this week about whether Trump used things that he shouldn't have used in his campaign or to run the whatever, he should have had these people in the White House, whether he should have invested the new citizens. It's against the law. It's who gives a crap? You know, what we really are bottom lined here is that a lot of people in our country don't have enough to eat. And a lot of people are concerned about what the aftermath is of the disaster in Louisiana. I know a lot of farmers. And this is the business about what went on in the Gulf this week. Shrimpers, rice farmers, food banks, people that were put out of business, that were destroyed by this hurricane. I want to know what the government's going to do to help those people. These people that are on the air all talk about what they're going to do to help themselves. They'll, you know, get this person to vote for you. But what happens after they vote for you? Yeah, the bottom line stuff that is a problem in our country, those sorts of things, what are we going to do to provide enough food for people? You know, it's great now that all farmers are growing things and people can go to the farm, but in the middle of wintertime, the food that's been grown this summer is being eaten this summer. So after this summer, then where are people going to get their food? We're going to have to import it. We've had so many disasters in our food belt this year, there's not going to be enough food this winter from produced in America for Americans. So who's the leader who's going to bring together all of the ingredients, all the elements that will make sure that we're all fed? The 12% of American adults say they didn't have enough to eat in the previous week.
Food banks are showing record numbers of Americans online and participating. You know, the lines are miles long of cars waiting for food boxes from food banks across the country. And I'm so happy that we, as a show, participated in the Feeding America food drive earlier this year. And it's so necessary. And Feeding America has been such an incredible organization. And it's so sad how many
Americans can't feed themselves.
Like
we have gone from being the breadbasket. You remember I said a year or two ago that if we keep doing what we're doing, the way we're doing it, never mind, we won't be the food basket of the world in 50 years. We won't be able to feed ourselves. Well, that's been fast forwarded to right now.
Yep.
And so we're enjoying the fruits of our labors, literally and figuratively, on the farm. This year has been a great year for local produce folks, the farmers that are growing things in the season, and the price of food has started to go down. We talked about that yesterday. Our clip of the day at djvshow.com is a focus on the price of food. We have that discussion. You can listen to that. We have all kinds of things that we take out that are in the clip of the day. If you want to hear bits and pieces of the program or the whole show, you can listen at djvshow.com every day, all day, for the entire program. But see, I just think that this is the sort of thing I want to have somebody who is an authority, somebody who knows, somebody who cares, that's going to tell me how we're going to organize. I'll help. I'll have another food thing on the air, but I want to know that. I don't care about
there were some examples, and it was kind of, I mean, again, you have to watch it to be able to see it, and there were several farmers who spoke about how they were in a better place, how they were getting closer to recovery under some of the administration's initiatives. But I don't see it in the world that I live in. I'm just saying there were a lot of stories. I want to see it. I want them to do well.
I want these people to do a good job. I would love to be able to say I love Donald Trump because he helped this, that, and the other person.
But one of the programs that was highlighted last night, and I think that this was really smart, and I'd heard about it and I had forgotten about it, is that with the overabundance of some food that was not being purchased from farmers and literally just going to waste because of the overabundance of crops, the administration set aside a lot of money to actually put the farm to families program together, where they bought all of that extra food from farmers, put it into produce boxes essentially, and delivered it to families who were in need during the pandemic. And that was one of the programs that I think really deserves some highlighting, because it helped farmers and it helped people who were hungry.
Yeah, but
I mean,
the problem though is that when that program was introduced, that was back in, I want to say, April, but the commitment wasn't to buy all the crops until September. It did not help anyone in the immediate, and that's why we're now seeing
the end of the growing season.
Yeah, and that's why we're seeing these numbers rising of people saying, Americans saying that they can't feed their families.
They were talking about hundreds of thousands of boxes already being deployed in September.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. People are starving now. And so this has been going on for months. And when Sonny Perdue from the, you know, USDA, when he introduced that plan, I remember Doug and I talking about it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I don't get it. Why are they waiting till September? People are starving now. The lines were 5 miles long of cars waiting for boxes.
The last people in line, Jennifer.
They said it had already been deployed. So.
Well, yeah. I don't know where that went, because I thought that was a big empty gesture.
The thing that, and this is not a pile on, it just is the practical side of some of this stuff. You can hear, you can say, there are a lot of people who are going to, you know, they'll stand up to the plate and say, this is great and that's great. And I want to be the cheerleader. You know me. I want it to be good for...
I don't want us to be a cheerleader for anybody. I want to talk about good policies. I just think...
Well, but they don't have good policies.
That's fine.
On the inside...
Look, I'm not upset. Talk about whatever you see or the problems or not. I'm telling you what I heard over the last 4 days, and it was more about farmers than I've heard from really any other candidate that I can think of in the last several years. I don't know who else has talked more about farmers.
In California... The people are so out to lunch. The California, the governor and the people that run the state, you're not going to hear much out there. And California is one of our most active farming states. When you go up to Central California, the
farmers
food
out,
that's
though.
Grown there,
I mean, that's why.
Yeah, they are. They're driving everybody out the way
when
they
When I hear the Trump administration, I go, wow, actually somebody's actually talking about farmers. I haven't heard that from presidential candidates in the past. And I certainly don't hear it in California, where they're actually shutting the water off to people who are trying to farm in the state. So I guess maybe that's my perspective. Maybe you hear it differently from where you are, but that's what I hear.
All right. You can take care of your body with diet and exercise. Make sure you take care of your brain with the dietary supplement Prevagen. Prevagen is something that leads to a healthier brain and a better life. You hear me talking about it. You hear commercials and announcements for Prevagen on this program. Take some action. Take Prevagen. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV Friday program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need to get it done. From computers to chairs, webcams to networking accessories. This week, it's Staples Chair Event. You'll find a wide selection for the home or office, with select chairs up to 40% off. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big. This week at Staples. Ends 8/29. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sounds like a Snoop to me. 23 after the hour on the DJV Friday program. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you with the dog. Snoop. Hey. All right. The Snoop Dogg explosion on the scene in the 90s when he got started. One of his first major hits was an ode to gin and juice. And there it is. You want to crack this up for a second, Phil?
Love a little Snoop in the morning.
Oh, yep. He's 50 years old now, but apparently he favors fine wine, Jennifer. He has a multi-year partnership with an Australian wine brand called 19 Crimes, and he's just launched Snoop Cali Red, the label's premier California wine. Primarily a combination of, you're going to have to do this, I don't
Petite
know.
Syrah and Zinfandel with a splash of Merlot.
All right. So.
That's pretty good. Nice blend.
Yep.
That's an evolution from gin and juice.
Yeah. Today, by the way, is National Red Wine Day. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not know that.
Red wine.
We all have to celebrate.
Yeah. And this is also Merlot. I can get Pinot Noir, Bordeaux, Cabernet, Sauvignon. Why are they all French? Why are all the names French? Different areas.
Because a lot of those varietals were found in France.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. There are some experts who say it's perfectly acceptable to refrigerate red wines and bring them cold. What do you think, Jennifer, Ms. Schmalley?
I don't like mine at room temperature.
I think that you can. But it takes away the flavor. You'll want to keep it for like prime serving at 65 degrees. White wine at 55, red at 65. You don't want it hot, but the colder it gets, the less the flavor profile is suppressed. That's why people swirl to get the oxygen in the glass and to get it to open up. It tightens up when it's cold.
Red wine's been around for a long time. 4100 BC was when the oldest known winery was founded in Armenia. 800 BC, the Greeks perfected wine, used it for trade, religion, health. They planted grapevines in all the lands that they conquered, Spain, Italy, those areas. In the 13, 14, 1500 range, Europe, with no steady supply of clean drinking water, starts drinking wine. Kids still today drink wine, right? Everybody drinks wine in Europe.
Even Snoop.
Snoop, yeah, exactly.
That's a surprise. I had no idea he was coming out with his own blend. But
he's pretty into like cooking and stuff. He does that thing with Martha Stewart, and
maybe Martha has rubbed off on him.
Yeah. When he was asked about,
I don't know this brand, 19 Crimes, though. Have you heard of that, Jen?
No, the only one I can think of, there is a brand, and it could be this one, that has a label that's interactive. Basically, you can buy it in the grocery store. It's grocery store wine, but it's got, like, a picture of a criminal, and then you can hover your phone over it, and the criminal kind of, like, comes to life and tells you the story. I think that that's the one, but I'm not sure. There's a lot of brands that have similar names.
Yeah.
When he was asked about pairings for Snoop Cali Ray, he said, it's definitely going to go with a filet mignon or fettuccine. It's also a really good thing with spaghetti for my cookbook. From crook to from crook to cook, really. That's the book. Yeah. Is that Martha who writes that, or is
both
that him?
Both of them. Really? They contributed, yeah.
They both went from being crooks to cook.
One of the things I think is cool about why he chose 19 Crimes, and they were sort of bearing the lead, is because when he was young, he was in jail numerous times on misdemeanors, and 19 Crimes represents, it's a brand that talks about all of the criminals who were essentially outcast from Europe, and they eventually founded Australia. So 19 Crimes was that's the name of the full list of infractions of people who were exiled from 18th century England to found Australia. And Australia has a lot of really great wines and a good history of wine, so I think it's cool that Snoop paired with them.
Oh, there you go. All that on National Wine Day, 28 after on the DJV Show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly. 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden is weak.
President Trump taking direct aim last night at Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
The president there accepting his party's nomination from the South Lawn of the White House. A civil rights march in Washington, D.C. today is expected to draw tens of thousands of people on this 57th anniversary of the March on Washington when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. The event will take place on the steps in front of the Lincoln Memorial, just as it did in 1963. Hurricane Laura is still spreading devastation across Louisiana. At least six people have been killed by the storm. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Russia is now blaming the United States for a tense confrontation in Syria in which Russian military vehicles and helicopters surrounded U.S. armored vehicles, leaving a number of U.S. troops injured. The White House National Security Council said in a statement that Russian vehicles struck a U.S. mine-resistant all-terrain vehicle, causing injuries to the vehicle's crew. A U.S. military official said that Russian forces were operating inside a designated security zone that they had agreed to stay out of. There have been many encounters between Russian and U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. Some have been tense, but the official said the incident earlier this week was the first time an American troop was injured in such a confrontation. The injuries were minor, but the U.S. officials call the Russian forces' actions reckless. For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched the new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, on the air of this Friday, the 28th of August. The essence of what's happening in the world today does not revolve around politics necessarily. A lot of people in the middle part of the country have had quite an experience, Victoria. You want to bring us up to date?
Yeah, Hurricane Laura has left a pretty big path of destruction, and there are now at least six deaths reported so far. The age ranges are 14 to 68 years old, and 800,000 people in Louisiana and Texas are without power. Now we've added to, after losing power, now they are without water as well. So water service is out in most areas around the Lake Charles, Louisiana vicinity, and when you look at the pictures, the satellite images show massive flooding, lots of destruction, roofs were blown off buildings. It really was nothing to mess around with. Hurricane
Serious
Laura,
storm. Yeah.
Hurricane Laura is now considered to be a tropical storm, but it is still moving forward. And as of what is projected to be 11 a.m. this morning, heavy rains are still still in the weather predictions. So it's not over yet.
The Ohio River Valley is getting whacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Midwest.
Yeah. Luckily, so the winds have died down, so the winds are sustained around 50 miles per hour. It was 150 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So less windy. Still, 50 miles per hour, no joke. Lots of stuff gets blown off of buildings and, you know,
no
there's
power.
Some power lines and things like that. But luckily, it's slowed down somewhat. The CDC has now issued new warnings over carbon monoxide poisoning risk. And they say now that people have no power and have no water, alternate power sources like gasoline generators, propane, charcoal grills for cooking, things like that. And they say if they're used improperly, it can lead to carbon monoxide buildup inside buildings and campers.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
you know,
who
so
would
hot.
Be
That's
dumb thing. Enough to put these things inside a building? Dude, we have
sometimes
no common
people
sense.
Don't think. Well,
sometimes,
oh my God. Sometimes.
You think, okay, I've got to eat, I've got to have this, and then you don't realize.
If it's raining outside, you want to cook inside, and people don't think about putting a charcoal grill indoors. They just don't think about it. They think, well, I use the grill all the time outside, so it's probably safe.
That's common sense. They should know what they... See, that's because people aren't taught things in chemistry about how this sort of thing works. You should know what these elements are, what they do, and how it works. But again, we have such a... here I am picking that stuff again. I just there's too much stuff breaking down. We need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and get back to some basics. And I just we're so focused on other things that here's an example of that. In New York, prosecutors say that the fellow who was charged with attacking those three police officers earlier in the summer was inspired by ISIS. The suspect apparently is a Bosnian national who is not here legally. This is something, excuse me, in looking and reviewing, Jennifer, the things about Trump and what he was trying to do, one of the reasons that I was supportive of him the last time around is because he's saying, I don't necessarily care about the wall, but I want all of this illegal immigration to stop. And it really hasn't. I mean, now it has to a point because of COVID, but, you know, it took that to get it.
I think it stopped a little bit more than that when Mexico started working with us.
Once that happened,
then that seemed to be what was needed. And so Mexico started working together with the United States.
Thousands of these circumstances every year where these people who are not supposed to be here, they drive cars and kill people. They do things that are just so antisocial, and we hear about them when it happens, and then we don't hear about it anymore.
The travel ban, which was actually started under the Obama administration, was implemented by President Trump. He got called a racist and a xenophobe. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's always going to be people who are critical, and whether or not they're on the wrong side, I don't know anybody who would be supportive of people coming here and doing that kind of action. I mean,
they aren't supportive of that. They're here because they say we're the country that's the light and the beacon, and we ought to let as many people in as we can to help them out. That's fine. But then you get these people filtered in. These guys have been in the hospital all summer. They're not back at work yet. There were three police officers. One of them was stabbed in the neck. Hopefully they'll be smart enough to put him in prison and throw away the key and not just deport him, which is what happens a lot of times when these people commit these crimes. They just get deported. So what does that do?
Or they just get let out of jail. I mean, you said he's in New York. New York and California are pretty notorious for letting people out of prison. So
common sense.
Guy.
No, not this guy.
I mean, you should see, they don't even have, you know, you've been hearing a lot about fires in California. They've let so many people out of prison that they're felon, you know, they used to have a prisoner fire department. They don't even have that anymore because so many people have been let out of prison. There's nobody left to fight the fires.
Prisoner fire department. There's a Navy, speaking of fires, this ship that was docked in San Diego earlier this summer where there was a fire, apparently it was arson. And one of the sailors on the ship is being questioned as a suspect. What in the world? The fire was aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. There were some sailors that got hurt, but there were no life-threatening injuries. But still, the ship burned for 4 days. And they're not even sure that it can be salvaged. So look at this. A $4 billion ship burned, set on fire by one guy. How does that happen? And how did this guy get in the service in the first place? Here we are, back to common sense. Are we doing psychological exams? We've been talking about that with regard to police officers, but shouldn't the same thing be said and be done for men and women who want to go into the service, where they're exposed to all kinds of things, armaments and ships? How could one guy destroy a $4 billion ship? Where's the answer to that one?
At the match, apparently.
Is that it? There are all kinds of safety features in these ships. It would seem to you can block off this section or that section. Wow. $4 billion of your money and my money down the drain because we let some guy.
I don't understand how one ship can cost $4 billion. Oh. That's crazy.
Well, have you seen those ships? I mean, they're, whoa.
Yeah.
They're floating towns, basically.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
it's
are.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's
self-contained. Everything's crazy.
Yep.
Speaking of crazy, Lord & Taylor closing. Gone. Bye. End of the line.
This is a bummer. I grew up going to Lord & Taylor. There was one near me, and that it was such a nice store, and just had, I don't know.
200 years they've been around, Victoria.
Yeah. And I used to, when I first started working in Manhattan, I worked, the office building I worked in was right next door to the flagship Lord & Taylor on Fifth Avenue.
It was the first department store ever established, way before Macy's and a lot of these other stores. Yep. First department store to be established in the United States. Lord & Taylor, goodbye.
Bummer.
All right, it is. Here's another bummer. I guess maybe if you're a traditionalist, the Girl Scouts have redesigned their uniforms.
This is a good one.
You like this?
It's
not a bummer.
Yeah,
okay.
No, this is a good one. I think this is great for young Girl Scouts who, you know, want to have some options with their uniform.
What do they look like? I like the looks of the old. Maybe it's just a tradition. I like the old Boy Scout uniforms.
Like a purple lilac shirt with a kind of a khaki skirt. I guess it makes it more updated and cool for girls to wear in high school.
Yeah, there's like a denim jacket. They're different interchangeable pieces.
Do girls and boys still wear these uniforms to school? I remember when I was a kid, we would wear, on the day we had our meetings after school, we'd wear our Cub Scout or our Boy Scout uniforms to school.
And as someone who went to Catholic school, it was a welcome day because you could wear something besides your Catholic school uniform. But
yeah,
then they told me we had to camp, and then I decided to drop out of brownies.
Yeah.
I was a brownie for like a week for the outfit, and then I was over it. And my mom was like, are you kidding me? I spent all this money and all this stuff. I'm like,
I hung out for about a year until our first camping trip, and then that was it. Camping with a lot of little girls, and our tent blew down. I was being so shy. I was forget it.
I have an observation for you ladies.
Okay.
And it has to do with freedom of speech, and it has to do with Catholic. So put these together. Speaking of Catholic, you know who Lou Holtz is?
Yeah, the coach. Famous coach. Football coach.
Okay. So Notre Dame announced yesterday that they were sort of putting sanctions on him because he said that Joe Biden was a Catholic in name only. And he was told in no uncertain terms, he was not, as a representative, he's the former coach, but as a representative still of the school, he must never question the sincerity of another man's faith. I thought that was pretty damned outrageous. Even if you don't, whatever your observations about Joe Biden, he's not even the coach.
But who is Lou Holtz, who's kind of a moron anyway? He says a lot of really controversial stuff.
Yeah, the guy's got a flappy mouth.
Well, he says a lot of racist stuff, too, throughout his career.
Apparently.
Yeah,
he said a lot of stuff. But
I would look at it this way. I would say this.
But who is he to question Joe Biden's faith?
Well, I don't think anybody should.
Somebody's got a mouth and he's talked, so it's.
He talks a lot.
Well, but you have freedom of speech or you don't. You can be a moron and say stupid stuff, but can it just rest on its own? Or does somebody else have to take a shot at it, whether it's a
I think that's the point, is that he gets to say what he wants to say. But at the same time, I am so tired of people criticizing other people's faith and whether or not they're good. It happens to people on my side of the aisle all the time, and it happens now to Joe Biden. So I think it's not very classy to do that, because I think that everybody who starts throwing stones, let's look in your closet, because I just don't believe that there are anybody that needs to sit on their moral high ground, because I just think it's gross, and it happens on both sides of the aisle, and it's yucky. There's, you know, everybody's got something, so we should all just be a little more empathetic. But at the same time, I defend the people's right to say what they want to say, whether I agree with them or not. And I would stand next to Al Sharpton throwing stones at President Trump, and I would stand next to Lou Holtz, I guess, to...
Lou Holtz can say what he wants, but I don't disagree with Notre Dame saying, wait a minute, you don't speak for the school. You do not represent the school. I don't think there's anything wrong, and I'm, you know, I have no...
I guess I don't think there's anything wrong with it either.
Catholic
but,
Church, but yeah, I have, a lot of things against the Catholic Church, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with Notre Dame saying this guy is not a representative or a mouthpiece for our school.
I don't have
faith.
A problem with it either. I wonder, I guess I'm coming from a couple of different places.
I don't think they're saying that
here.
Lou Holtz can't say what he wants to say. He's just not representative of the school.
Because he still is identified, pretty, he will be like Joe Paterno for all of his life associated with the school. That's his identity. The company involved in the crash with Kobe Bryant is taking an interesting tact. You know, they're being sued by Mrs. Bryant and the family of the other people that were in there. Now they're suing the air traffic control system. The lawsuit claims the crash was the result of mistakes by the air traffic controllers. FAA, no comment. Confirms both air traffic controllers are still at work. The helicopter company facing a number of lawsuits. So I guess they turn around, good lawyers. Yeah, let's take a shot at somebody else, right? That's
but
the
didn't
lawyers.
You always kind of think, and this is just me, I used to work for a helicopter company, so like my first thought when this crashed was that this was a combination of air traffic control and the pilot. That was my first instinct when I heard about this horrible accident that, you know, took so many lives. But I don't think that there's, I think it's going to be hard to prove that air traffic control didn't contribute to this crash.
They They're told them not to fly. Chatter. What else are they supposed to do? I mean, that's the thing, is that this was, unfortunately, I just don't think suing people in this case really helps, because it was a tragic mistake, and in some ways I say a really stupid mistake and an arrogant mistake that both the
they
pilot
in an open
and the passengers
area. So
thought that they should go.
They weren't in an open channel area, meaning where it's basically the pilots just do self-reporting.
Figure it out themselves.
And that's, right. And so that does put some liability on the air traffic controllers who were supposed to be in charge of guiding this aircraft. So I think it's I think they're probably going to win, or at least reach some sort of big settlement.
Yeah.
Because they have because the helicopter company has to pay the families who are also suing the company. So then, you know, it just kind of goes around and around. But it's hard if you're not in an open channel area, it's hard to not put blame on them.
TV news: Star Trek Discovery season 1 on CBS this fall, part of the streaming service CBS All Access. Discovery, 7th series in the Star Trek franchise. So this has been on All Access. Kind of like The Good Fight.
I'm not a Star Trek fan at all, but people do love this Star Trek series that was on CBS All Access. But didn't we kind of all see this coming? There are no new shows in production.
Yeah, but why haven't they put all those shows on? I was hoping they put some of these shows like The Good Fight that they did last year.
That happening like mid-fall,
people are already complaining about the weak fall lineups that are happening on the broadcast network.
Well, they're just now getting the delay of summer production. My friend Tucker is going to Vancouver next week to start filming his new TV show, Debris, and he's one of the first ones out there. A lot of mothers
Bradley Cooper's
started.
Filming in Jen's neighborhood right now for a movie.
I wish I could find him.
All right, Jennifer, one thing tonight on TV.
Masters of Illusion, this is a big one. Be amazed on the CW at 8 p.m.
All right. 50 minutes past.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
It is Tech Talk review time here. 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The top 5 items this week from the world of technology as examined and reported on by Victoria. So let's go through and figure out what made it to the top 5 list here. Number 5 is a focus on Zoom and how it didn't work so well this week.
It did not. Zoom had a sluggish start to the new school year. And as schools reopened this week with video conferencing, and distance learning, remote learning, whatever you want to call it, Zoom had a huge outage. And I think it was just they were not prepared for the number of kids and teachers back in school on top of people who are working from home and relying on multiple Zoom calls a day. So this was a lengthy outage that began early in the morning, went until about 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on where you were. This all happened last Monday. Depending on where you were in the country, some people had issues, some people didn't. But for the most part, a lot of kids were basically calling it a digital snow day. So yeah. Kids were supposed to be in class all day Monday, and it didn't happen. So Zoom has obviously already had their fair share of issues, privacy, security issues. They've got a lot of rival services that are, you know, kind of challenging them at this point. And we'll see where it goes. But at this point, it looks like Zoom is still going to be the default program or platform for remote learning for kids. But I think maybe companies might start moving away from it because there have just been so many security issues.
Yep, and it's also run by the Chinese. Number four is a focus on Google Maps and what's going on with that outfit. Everything's subject to change, Victoria, right?
Yep. I mean, for the first time in a long time, Google Maps is actually getting a really nice update, and you can already see it in effect. They're rolling it out, but you can already see the differences in the color mapping algorithmic technique that they're using. So it helps people easily distinguish different types of terrain. So the beaches are tan, the forests are green, bodies of water, blue for lakes and oceans and ravines, things like that. It helps people, they say, who are staying away from mass transit. It's helping people explore areas on foot, on bicycle, hiking trails, things like that. So it's a good update. It's going to start also in cities. New York, London, and San Francisco are the first three cities that they focused on. You're going to see a lot of updates for sidewalks, pedestrian islands. All of that is redrawn. So if you're using Google Maps in real time, if you're like walking around a city with your phone open, you'll be able to distinguish more easily where you are. So it's about time. Google Maps was looking really stale for a long time, so I'm happy that they've done that upgrade.
Number three on the list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on Fitbit.
Fitbit had a really big week this week. This was trending for most of the week. They've unveiled a new smartwatch series. It's three different wearables, and the main one is Fitbit Sense. It's an innovative smartwatch. It's built with sensors that help you better understand what's happening in your body. It has a sweat reading sensor that detects small electrical changes to tell you how your body is responding to stress. The other cool thing is that it actually, like the Aura rings that the NBA players are wearing in the bubble in Orlando, this new Fitbit Sense, which costs $395, is not that cheap, but if you are looking for something that's got an advanced heart rate and breathing rate technology, this has it. It measures skin temperature. Early testing shows that that these changes have been in your body have been detected very early on. In some cases, even before, for COVID, they've actually detected that if you have COVID symptoms up to several days before you even show symptoms, which is really cool. And it has, you know, Fitbit is known for their sleep tracker. That is still on par. The new battery lasts 6 days, so you wear it 6 days in a row before you have to charge it. So you wear it 24 hours a day so it can monitor all of your health symptoms. So it's really cool, and it's a big advancement for Fitbit.
We've been talking a lot this week about the hurricane, and now we focus on technology in the hurricane with number two.
We are in hurricane season, and so there are several things that you want to do. Obviously, everyone knows your smartphone could be your lifeline during a major storm. You have to keep it charged, keep it plugged in. Keep it plugged in until the very, very minute that you lose power. Then unplug everything because people have been struck by lightning through electrical cords. So keep a Mophie charge stream pad. It's $30. It's a wireless power station. One of the other things that I like, it's an app called Zello. It's a free app. It turns your smartphone into a hybrid walkie-talkie and police scanner. You can actually connect with rescue workers. The FEMA app is free. It helps give you some emergency kits, Gas Buddy, and Airbnb. Keep those on your phone during storms because Airbnb will actually let you know where you can stay for free.
Number one, false COVID claims.
Oh, yeah. Facebook and social media is just rife with all kinds of fake social media information on COVID. They call it an
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com.
supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.